Key of Light by Nora Roberts. For Kathy Honorato, for being my keeper. 'Tis to create, and in creating live a being more intense, that we endow with what form our fancy, gaining as we give the life we image. Byron. Chapter 1. The storm ripped over the mountains, gushing torrents of rain that struck the ground with a sharp ring of metal on stone. Lightning strikes spat down, angry artillery fire that slammed against the cannon roar of thunder. There was a gleeful kind of mien in the air, a sizzle of temper and spite that boiled with power. It suited Mallory Price's mood perfectly. Hadn't she asked herself what else could go wrong? Now, in answer to that weary and completely rhetorical question, nature, in all her maternal wrath, was showing her just how bad things could get. There was an ominous rattling somewhere in the dash of her sweet little Mazda, and she still had 19 payments to go on it. In order to make those payments, she had to keep her job. She hated her job. That wasn't part of the Mallory Price life plan, which she had begun to outline at the age of 8. 20 years later, that outline had become a detailed and organized checklist, complete with headings, subheadings, and cross-references. She revised it meticulously on the first day of each year. She was supposed to love her job. It said so, quite clearly, under the heading of career. She'd worked at the gallery for 7 years, the last 3 of those as manager, which was right on schedule. And she had loved it, being surrounded by art, having an almost free hand in the displaying, the acquiring, the promotion, and the setup for showing.